The Constitution of the United States is predicated on the Declaration of Independence, which says that our rights come from the Creator, and the first of those rights enumerated is the right to life. But abortion rights are at war with the right to life. In the last year, there have been many, what seems to be an unprecedented number of attacks against pro-life centers and churches. In fact, by some counting, that equals to more than 300 of such attacks. And the source there is lifenews.com. One of the most egregious of these attacks was the firebombing of a crisis pregnancy center in the Buffalo, New York area. Jim Harden, CEO of Compass Care, presides over that ministry, which was attacked. We've talked with him in the past, but now we're going to get an update with him on this and other such attacks. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And Jim Harden, we welcome you back to the program. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me back, Jerry. It's an honor as usual.
Well, you know, the abortion debate has been going around for years in America, and certainly things got real hot, after Roe v. Wade was adopted in 1973. And then there was, some violence here and there. But in the last year, it just seems unprecedented. Am I right about that?
You're right, 100%. The violence, from the kind of pro-abortion extremists, left-wing extremists, have been in many ways unprecedented, as you described it. With the illegal leak of the Dobbs decision, unprecedented, by the way, also this illegal breach of the Supreme Court security, leaking a full draft opinion of the Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health on May 2nd, a year ago.
And you can't help but feel that if it had been on the other foot, in other words, let's say this, somebody on a conservative side had leaked something that was precious to the liberals or something, they would have, spent considerable resources to drum that person out and to find the person and drum them out.
Yes. Well, there's no doubt about it. In fact, it's not just speculation, because when you look at what has happened with respect to attacks on pro-life entities over the last year, compared to, I think there's one or two or three different instances where a Planned Parenthood was targeted for some sort of vandalism. The Justice Department and the FBI and the Joint Federal Law Enforcement Task Forces virtually do nothing when it comes to attacks on pro-life entities. In fact, we had to, call an audible and say, hey, they're participating. They're slow walking these. Every time the FBI gets involved, everything comes to a grinding halt when it comes to investigations of violence against pro-life entities. But when you look at something like somebody tried to light an isolated individual, did the wrong thing, and they tried to light Planned Parenthood on fire in Kalamazoo, Michigan, on July 31st, 1 year ago. Okay, what happened? Well, there was a Joint Federal Law Enforcement Task Force that got together instantaneously within minutes, and when and took all the video surveillance, got all the evidence, did all the forensic analysis, and captured this man within 4 days. 4 days, and now he's actually convicted and in jail for ostensibly 20 years. So compare that to what happened with the literal firebombing. I mean, they didn't even much damage was done to the facility.
All right, so tell us about yours. Just recap the story for those not familiar with it. This happened in June, I believe, in the Buffalo area. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. So on Mother's Day, May 8th, was the first firebombing by this pro-abortion terrorist group calling itself Jane's Revenge. We now know it's a front group for Antifa. And they used the leak of the Dobbs case to recruit disaffected left-wing extremists whose pet issue is abortion, to engage in what they call direct action violence. So they firebombed Madison, Wisconsin, Mother's Day, May 8th, ironically, pro-life entity there, and took responsibility for it. And they issued a 30-day ultimatum for pregnancy centers across the country to shut down or face similar consequences because they claimed to have cell groups in all 50 states. Well, no one shut down, nobody. And on June 7th, 30 days later, Compass Care's medical office in Buffalo was firebombed. And that's where there's $500,000 of damage. Two firefighters were injured in putting out the blaze. And Jane's Revenge issued another Marxist-styled communique saying, if you don't shut down, next time it's not going to be so easily cleaned up as fire and graffiti. Therefore, trans rights and abortion rights, and they link the two, trans rights and abortion rights. And that's what we've seen happen. Violence has continued, threats continued. The new case that potentially could overturn the FDA's illegal approval of the chemical abortion drug, which represents half of all abortions in America, is also fomenting more violence and the pro-abortion kind of left-wing extremist groups. So that ruling has yet to come out from the Fifth Circuit Court. It's on appeal. So we're hoping that this year we'll see less violence, but the Department of Homeland Security issued a bulletin from their advisory, their terrorist advisory network, saying that they expect more violence against faith-based institutions because of judicial decisions. They call them judicial decisions affecting socio-political issues, which is code for abortion and abortion rights. So now things are shifting away from targeted violent attacks to vilification of pro-life people and entities from politicians, and now potentially even litigation against them for misleading or somehow terrorizing women. So that they're putting, it's what I call political transference. They're saying all the things that they do, the pro-abortion kind of extremists, all the things they do, the intimidation, the threats, the actual violence itself, they're saying that the pro-life people are doing this. And the DOJ is complicit in participating. The FBI and the DOJ turned their investigative, indicting, and arresting power on peaceful pro-life people. And there's no manhunts going on for the pro-war terrorists. There is no indictments. There have been no convictions anywhere in the country of over 300 attacks. I mean, this is a very serious problem we've got. And now we've got Merrick Garland just had a press release on Friday, and he said, "I certainly understand. I certainly understand that some have chosen to attack the integrity of the Justice Department, its components, FBI, DHS, and its employees, Kristen Clark, by claiming that we do not treat like cases alike." And he's saying this constitutes an attack on democracy. Well, if telling the truth about the performance or lack thereof of the DOJ and the FBI constitutes an attack on democracy, then I think that Merrick Garland needs to be impeached. And so does Marjorie Taylor Greene out of Georgia. The Senate Judiciary Committee, the House Judiciary Committee, there's so many people in America today that understand that the FBI and the DOJ have abdicated their duty, their oath-bound duty, to investigate violent attacks on pro-life entities. And, someone needs to be held accountable. I believe someone needs to go to jail, quite frankly. Maybe that's a lot of someone's, because they're intentionally colluding, using their position in power to conspire to deprive pro-life citizens of equal protection under the law, 14th Amendment. And it's all because we think that pro-life people believe that we believe that, preborn boys and girls need to have equal protection under the law too. So I we're at a crossroads right now in America. We're trying to figure out what it means to be human. And in order to re-civilize this country and dispense with the violence and come back to a kind of a humane approach to, a dignified approach to interacting with each other and other people who differ with us, we've got to come back to God. We've got to come back to the foundational truth that we are endowed by our Creator, not by our government, with certain inalienable rights. Not endowed by our government with fabricated rights, because every time the government fabricates a right, as the Dobbs case said, it's on a collision course with the Constitution. This is a fundamental shift in what a right is, what a liberty is, and what our obligations are as citizens of America, and specifically Christian citizens. We are obligated to protect all people equally, because all people are made in His image, and it's wrong always and everywhere to shed another person's blood.
You know, one of the things that this issue is so, I mean, they're so blind if they think that justice is being done here. Let's take the example of three of the conservative pro-life justices on the Supreme Court, where they've actually had stalking, they've had protests out in front of their houses, even protests that were done that are technically illegal in the sense of they happened before the Dobbs decision came down, which means that they were trying to actually interfere with the Supreme Court's decision-making process. If this kind of thing was on the other side or whatever, you wouldn't hear the end of it from the New York Times and the Washington Post.
Exactly. And then, and where's the New York Times when it comes to the pro-abortion Kristallnacht? Where's NPR? Where's the NPRs of the world? They are silent. Not a peep has come out of any of the kind of left-leaning mass media outlets about the pro-abortion attacks on peaceful pro-life people and entities, churches and pregnancy centers. But you're right, 100%. The only reason why there was a leak of the Dobbs case was to influence the outcome of that case. And that is illegal in the United States of America, a violation of U.S. Code 18.
So the leaker was illegal, and then those people who went out and protested in front of some of the Supreme Court justices, that was illegal activity as well. And by the way, I think they even protested against John Roberts. They weren't sure yet where he would stand on that particular issue.
Yeah. And John Roberts actually instructed the marshal of the court to do an investigation to figure things out and who actually breached the security, and they came up inconclusive. I think we got to take a good hard look at the two dissenting justices and their court clerks and see what's going on there. But I don't, given all the ability that we have in America with respect to tracking forensically digital media and email, et cetera, it's hard to believe that they don't know who did this. Similarly, the FBI, and Merrick Garland, how could they not know who is attacking pro-life entities? We know. We had to hire private investigators, and we've gotten to the bottom of a lot of different things, and we think we're getting to the bottom of who the ringleaders. But this is a multinational insurgency, and this is they're using fourth generation warfare tactics similar to what Al Qaeda used to kick the military out of Somalia, and this comes from the former irregular warfare expert out of the Pentagon, Rich Higgins. He's dead now, but this is what was going on in America right now. And it's happening other places in the world too. But the goal of Antifa is to leverage the kind of the disaffected extremist crowd that's with their pet issues with respect to environmentalism, abortion, and transgenderism to engage a militant kind of revolution. And that's what Dobbs did. Is it recruited a lot of those people and is fueling their fire to undermine the socioeconomic kind of structures in the nation state system by socioeconomic structures. They call us Christian fascists because they believe that Christianity and the free market is what needs to be destroyed to pave the way for this Maoist Marxist global communism. So we're in a place in America right now where I think that overturning Roe versus Wade was a good thing. We're talking now about what it means to be human under God. We're talking now about what it means to be a citizen. We're talking now about a vision of America. What kind of America do we want our children to live in, assuming the children survive abortion? The abortion numbers have come down. 25,000 is the estimate a year over year so far because of the overturning of Dobbs. It could be cut in half. We're expecting a decision any day now from the Fifth Circuit, potentially telling the FDA to actually do their job and do the safety and efficacy tests that need to be done for this dangerous mifepristone chemical abortion drug that's currently being illegally trafficked all across this country. Merrick Garland refuses to enforce the law regarding that. So we've also come to realize what abortion is. As Americans, we're beginning to realize the evil that is abortion.
We have about half a minute left. It was discouraging in the election of 2022 to see a lot of people, young people, voting pro-abortion. 20 seconds commentary to close. Here's your website, by the way, compasscarecommunity.com. Go ahead, 20 seconds.
It was very discouraging to see the kind of red wave die on the beach in 2022, but that's because ostensibly pro-life politicians refused to talk about it, and they allowed the Democrat their opponents to define their position instead of helping people understand the Democrats' position, which is very unpopular. Unfettered abortion access through all 9 months of pregnancy and beyond. Nobody wants that. They want abortion restricted in their states.
Jim Hardin, we're out of time. Thanks so much for being with us. All the best.
My pleasure.